And today we're going to be visiting and talking about the community family resources. Jen McAvoy's back.
Yes.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
And here we are into the end, actually winding down the calendar year. But for you guys, again, this is a time of the year when you see a gradual step up in the need for services.
Mm-hmm.
So which kinds of things are you hearing about more now?
We're hearing a lot about sports betting. A lot of gambling is happening. The numbers mm-hmm. are increasing with football yeah. still happening and different sports.
Who would have thought he bounced the ball off the upright into the... bet against Kansas City.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people with the sports betting, there's so many different things that they're betting on.
Yeah. Did you know how long is the national anthem? How long is...
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things.
There is, absolutely.
And now that we get into more of these, and then we're really the busy time is the basketball for.
Yeah, the March Madness, a lot of people participate in that. So we just talk about knowing your limits, not betting for mm-hmm. money that you don't have and things like that.
We do have a lot of the online betting and stuff that has become an issue. And I know that now we're seeing the new ads that, somebody did something. Well, here, I'll give you this betting app,
mm-hmm.
you can win money on this.
Yeah.
So, these are, again, it's just another roundabout way to get people involved with it.
It is. And I always talk about smart gifting too. I know family members will gift lottery tickets and things like that, but trying to gift other options, maybe books or mm-hmm. a board game for younger kids, because they get in that habit of scratching when they're young, and then it starts to become a habit as they get older.
And just doing the scratch tickets is one thing, but there are other things too when you give them. You got to pay attention to what's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So gambling, one of the big things that continues, and again, this is kind of cyclical. We saw it kind of wane a little bit over the summertime,
mm-hmm.
but it's just building back up again too.
Yeah.
So CFR services for gambling addiction. Tell me what you've got available.
Yeah, so we have two gambling services in Ames. So we have Jesse, and then we also have the program 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call that number or go online. And then another great service that is available is 988. So this is the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. But someone doesn't have to be in a mental health crisis to call that number. I learned about this last week. So if someone's recovering from a gambling addiction and they're mm-hmm. feeling like they're going to relapse, or they're in a situation where they're having that urge to gamble and they can't stop, they can call that number to get that immediate support. But we always encourage them to pair it with treatment as well.
Mm-hmm. So you do have at least one counselor that's available to do help. And do they cover a sizable area, multiple counties, or just mostly Story County?
I would say Story, and then if anyone is looking, Fort Dodge has also counseling services. Boone has counseling mm-hmm. services as well.
So you can get them at least connected with someone that can provide some assistance.
Yes, we can.
And then, of course, we know gambling, especially when you get into this time of the year, creates a lot of depression too, thus the 988.
Yes, it does. So that's someone that maybe has lost a bunch of money, or their family or their homes. They could be feeling depressed or anxious or having those feelings of doubt. So 988 is a great resource. And then Your Life Iowa also has free counselors. So you can either call or go on their website, and they have a bunch of different free resources for loved ones and individuals as well.
So the big thing is we've got a lot of services. Sounds like to me, you're telling me, we've got resources that people can access. The question is, how do they access them? How do they go about, they could call 988. Well, I don't know who I'm calling, but here we go. That kind of thing. What's the best, how is an easy process working with CFR to get them into the right people that can help them?
Yeah, I would encourage them to call either our Ames location or our Boone location and just explain what they're wanting help with, whether that's problem gambling or mental health, just explaining that. And then we can get them scheduled with the appropriate counselor and then the appropriate counseling sessions and things like that.
Okay. little bit of an increase in people attending their OWI classes.
Yes. Yeah, we are seeing
it's seasonal
that.
Too.
Yes, that one is seasonal as well. We definitely see that more with sports and how much advertising is going on with alcohol use and how it's a legal substance, but it's also the most abused substance as well.
And we get a lot of people want to get their classes taken care of, especially college age, get that done before they head home for the holidays.
Yes.
So, yeah, get her done. Don't delay. Don't put it off, right? It gets more problems if we do that. What are some of the other things that this time of the year that will start to show up? Obviously, seasonal affective disorder, things like that, I'm sure, will start to come into play.
Yeah, so we notice a lot of mental health as the weather gets colder, as the sun goes down, sun isn't bright, it's cold outside. So we see a lot of mental health conditions arise, but just encouraging people to take care of their mental health. And if they are struggling with that, feel free to call and schedule an appointment with a therapist or a counselor to get those services.
I mean, most of the time people think you're getting into this holiday time, everybody's, hey. But it does, for some people, it can be very stressful.
It can. I actually just attended a webinar on mental health for the holidays, and the speaker talked a lot about how mental health conditions, not everyone is happy during this time, mm-hmm. and it's very normal. So just taking care of yourself and doing what you need to do to take care of your mental well-being during this time.
So best bet is it to be getting a hold of a counselor or just being aware of it? What are some of the things that people should look at?
I would say just being aware of how you feel, looking out for yourself mm-hmm. and your family members, and then just calling our office if you feel like you're not able to manage or you just need that extra support. We're always there for that.
It's awful stressful, doesn't it? Especially if you have families and young kids and things like that.
Yes.
Or you feel obligated to go to this parent or that family member and, spend holidays with them. That can be awfully stressful.
Yes, it's a lot for some people, and even just for the average person, it can be a lot having to go to two or three different Christmases and traveling and all of that.
I know one of the things CFR does when you do when people do inquire, make inquiries, you have them. They there's a process to go through, and then you can determine, is this gambling related? Is it not? Or are there other issues? Which came first? Alcohol or gambling, or mm-hmm. All of these different things.
Yeah, so when they come in, they'll initially do a screening. So we screen everyone for gambling addiction, so they answer questions, and then we also screen them for other addictions as well. So just figuring out if they're coming in for mental health services, if they also have problem gambling mm-hmm. Addiction or substance use addiction, so we kind of figure out if they need more than one service.
Okay. Yep. And again, you make the determination, you let them know, it's up to them if they wish to pursue it.
Yes, absolutely.
So we don't force you people.
We do not.
Jen McAvoy is our guest. She is the outreach specialist with Community and Family Resources. More coming up on KWBG.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Once again on our program today, Jen McAvoy is our guest. Jen is with Community and Family Resources, and the outreach specialist. There we go. I got that down pretty
yes,
good.
Yes, you now. Did.
And basically, she's the one that can, if you inquire, or she goes out and does presentations, things like that, about these are the services that we have. Here's how you make contact. Get that information. And I know one of the other groups you're involved with, SAFE.
Yes, I am.
And so what are they? They've kind of been getting rejuvenated, should I say.
Yeah, so I'm part of the Boone SAFE Coalition. So we meet once a month on Monday from 4:15 to 5:30. And we just talk about how different ways we can get involved in the Boone community. We work with different programs and events and things like that. Over the summer, we did the library event and just had different resources for families and community members.
Our SAFE Coalition's kind of morphed over the last couple of years anyway. At one time, we had the grant money was available and they had money to have a director and all kinds of things. And then, so since then, it's been more on the agencies stepping up and saying, we need to let people know that we have these services. These are some of the issues we're seeing, and these are the services we have available. I know, well, the things that we talked a little bit last time about, or back in October, about Red Ribbon.
Yes.
And that's used to be one of the very popular times to get out information about.
Yeah, we definitely still do Red Ribbon Week, so we try to get the information out for schools and do presentations and things like that. And then just being active in the community is really important as well.
So recently handed out some information during the lighted parade?
Yeah, so we put stickers for alcohol and drug use, just information out there, resources for families, so when they were drinking their cocoa, they could see a statistic or fact on their cup, and then it causes them to kind of think, oh, I need to talk to my kids about this, or I need to be aware of this is what is going on.
How important, especially when we talk alcohol for younger kids, vaping is one of those issues I know
yes,
that you brought up before. And so communication, parent communication with kids has got to be one of the primary.
Yeah, it's very important to talk to your kids and just letting them know that you care and you're there for them, and talking to them about saying no to substances, keeping things out of their body, especially when it comes to tobacco and vaping. Just talking to your kids about how it can really harm their brain and then their insides as well. So just encouraging them to open up and talk to their parents if they're struggling, and then parents being aware of what's out there and what to look out for.
Does vaping, does that go in the quit smoking category, or is that a whole separate area?
I would say they kind of go together. Mm-hmm. Vaping is very addicting. It has more nicotine than a traditional cigarette, and it's very addicting for kids because their brain is not fully developed. So they have trouble maybe making decisions or things like that. And since the age of smoking isn't until 21, we're seeing a lot of youth trying vaping, experimenting with it, and then they're having trouble quitting because it is very addicting.
Mm-hmm. Are there some events, SAFE events coming up, or is this mostly like you look for things like where we get a crowd of people all of a sudden showing up and we get an easy way to get our message to them?
Yeah, I would say the events are slowing down for the most part now that winter is coming. Mm-hmm. But I know when spring comes, when summer comes, we'll have some more events
that will be out there.
Yes. Absolutely.
And CFR, do you have some things that you are working on?
I have.
The holiday time, I figure, is a little slow.
Yeah, it's a little bit slower. I've had a couple presentations in other counties that I work in. Mm-hmm. But as far as Boone and Story, they've kind of come to a slow halt as far as events go. But I'm continuing to take resources to different businesses and healthcare organizations, things like that.
So, and after the beginning of the year, here we go again. So we get. Then we really probably have a little more intensity on the gambling. I'm guessing that picks up. And who knows, a lot more on the issues of people looking for escapes during the winter months.
Yes, absolutely.
Love that. Again, Jen McAvoy is our guest on our program today. So let's kind of review again. Gambling addiction seems to be on the uptick. Okay, it is on the uptick. And again, people, if they're feeling that they're having an issue or other issues that might or might not be tied directly to gambling, make contact. That's the easiest way to start, and then you get to do fill out the information again so people can study it and take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just making that initial contact, that phone call. Mm-hmm. We're there if anyone's looking for support or needing that extra assistance.
And you said before, I think all the time when they fill out the applications, you look at gambling addiction to see if that is a result or part of the issue that they're facing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's multiple things.
Yes. So we screen every client that comes in before they enter services. And then when they're ready to be discharged from services, we screen them at that time as well.
Okay. A lot of services available through CFR. Now, we have our office here locally. Do some counseling out of that, I'm guessing.
Yes, there is counseling and groups.
Okay. And then we do have, obviously, Fort Dodge is the big center. You've got most up there.
Yes.
Well, it started Fort Dodge. Okay. But you've got activity going on over into Hamilton County. There's a lot of counties that are covered.
Yes.
By CFR. I was going to jump back to another one. I know because you were doing some activity as well. The opioid. I know you got some of the opioid dollars and you're doing some programming with that. Each county is handled a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think we're still kind of brainstorming to see what we're going to do with those dollars, but I'm hoping that we can get more use out of that. I know that in Ames, they're getting the Narcan dispensers in. There's one in the police department, so anyone can go in and grab it out of that dispenser and have it with them in case they ever need that.
Okay. I think Webster County handles it a little bit differently. Boone's been doing some education on it. That's been about it up to this point, I believe. So
yeah, that is correct.
But there's still opportunities to fine-tune those programs.
Absolutely.
Once again, if they need to find out about CFR online, I always go CFR Helps.
Yes.
That's easy. And then they can always call the office here. That's easy. I'm not going to say stop in at the office. Somebody may or may not be there for them. Right.
Correct.
You usually have somebody there.
Yeah, we usually have someone there, but the best bet is to call. And then we do have walk-in services as well in our Ames office. And then Boone, they just have to schedule an appointment for that.
Jen McAvoy with Community and Family Resources on our program today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.